Tucker Carlson, Wokeism a Lunatic Religion? More Irrational Than Anything in the Quran. By Jeff Poor on October 21, 2021. Many hope that this era of so-called wokeism is a passing fad. And eventually, there will be some sense of normalcy to return to our politics and culture. However, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson argues there are reasons to be concerned that a trend reversal will occur and things go back to normal immediately. During a wide-ranging interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio FM Talk 106.5, the FNC host laid out why so-called wokeness is bad for the country and could be more than just a passing craze. I am starting to think a couple of things. One, you know, if people haven't rebelled at this point, when savages burned our cities, looted, and are continuing to loot our cities, he explained. That happens, and Americans who try to defend themselves are charged with crimes. You can't put up with that. You can't put up with like an extremist administration firing a third of the Navy SEALs because they won't take medicine they don't want. Etc., etc. I can give you a thousand examples. But at what point do people say, no, I'm sorry. You're wrecking things too much. You're hurting my standard of living too much. I mean, if they haven't risen up at this point, I don't know what the inflection point would be. That's the first thing. The second point is the longer it goes on, the less people remember what it was like before, Carlson continued. And the third point is, if wokeness isn't our religion, then what is our religion? Right? I mean, this is a religion. They're pushing their religion on us. It doesn't make sense. It's not rational. It's utopian. It's crazy. It's superstition. It's witchcraft. But if we're going to throw that off and reject it, we're going to replace it with what? Everybody needs a religion. The reason this stuff is popular is because it meets people's need for a religious belief. Conventional religious belief is so dead. I don't know, this is the pessimist in me speaking, he added. I really hope this ends soon because I really think it is doing incalculable damage to people in this country. Carlson likened wokeism to an irrational religion, which he maintained was more irrational than Christianity or Islam. None of it makes any sense, Carlson said. I mean, Christian is implausible. To believe Christianity, you have to have faith. You have to believe something you cannot prove, that there is life after death, that God appeared on earth in the form of Jesus and a bunch of other things like that, right? Science can't prove those things. You have to decide to believe them. But there is an internal coherence to Christianity as a religion that this doesn't have. The woke stuff is way dumber, way more ludicrous than anything any organized religion offers. You can change your sex by wishing it so, but you can't change your race because why? Like, what? Like, we've got this terrible pandemic, and hundreds of thousands are dying. But it is immoral to talk about therapeutics that might save people from dying. You have to get the vax or else. The vax doesn't work as well as advertised. Thousands of fully vaccinated people have died, but you're not allowed to mention that? Some people are injured by the vaccine, but you're not allowed to mention that either because why? That's so much more irrational than anything in the New Testament. He continued, or by the way, just being blunt, in the Quran. I mean, I'm not a Muslim. I'm not pro-Islam, especially. But I've never heard anything from the Muslim religion that is that crazy. You know what I mean? This is truly lunatic religion. It is witchcraft. I'm just shocked all these people have fallen for it. I guess I shouldn't be shocked because they don't believe in anything else, and nature abhors a vacuum. It's scary. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.